in his word. So after the singing of the sermonic selection, and as we still ourselves and prepare our spirits for the word, we will have a sermonic selection, and then we'll hear what thus says the Lord. Amen.
Jesus,
Jesus,
my Jesus.
But you stood there and you died for me, Jesus.
Jesus.
To save a sinner like me, Jesus.
Jesus.
And we say thank you. Say thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
We love to pray.
Jesus.
The precious name of Jesus.
Jesus,
how you love me so.
Jesus,
I'll never know how much
Jesus,
the healing name.
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Precious
Jesus.
Can I just give away an offering for those who believe? Say Jesus.
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Jesus.
We bow before your name, Jesus.
Jesus.
You pick me up and turn me around, Jesus.
Jesus.
You yes. Place my feet on solid ground, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say thank you, we thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is all about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus that died just for each and every one of us. I started to say just for me, but I decided to include you all in there. Amen. Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for Jesus. Let us bow before God in his holy sanctuary. As Minister Shirley said, casting aside all the busyness and casting aside all things that may have distracted you last night and even this morning, and focusing on the goodness of our God. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, our God, our helper, our creator, our rock, our shield, our refuge, our protector, our provider, our all in all. God, we bow now and say thank you. Thank you, God, for just being all that we need. Thank you, God, again for this day that we didn't have to see, but you allowed it. Just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for eyes to see and legs to walk and a voice, God, to talk. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for forgiving us of all our mess and all our sins and all the things, God, we do that's not like you. Forgive us now in the name of Jesus. And God, create in us righteous hearts and Help us, God, to be doers of this word, God. Help us, God, to be a light to a dying world, Lord God. But God, fix us first before we go out to declare anything to anybody. God, help us. Now, God, we come to this house, Lord, we call Abundant Life with concerns. And, God, we know that you are able. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we are claiming victory for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that you would heal, that you would convert, that you would convict, that you would comfort, that you would reconcile, that you would restore, that you would empower your people in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, if there be anything in me that would keep me from hearing what you have for your people this day, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will remove it right now, that I can hear clearly and I can see clearly spiritually, Lord God. That if you should give it to me, that I would stand boldly in the house of God and declare it to your people. So Holy Spirit, just have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. It is in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Our message this morning is from the Epistle of Hebrews. Hebrews. So if you would get a Bible, I encourage everyone to bring the Bible so that you can highlight passages. When you're at home, something may come back to you that may help you journey through the week. So once you have a Bible and you have found the book of Hebrews, the epistle, it's towards the back of the Bible, and if you find James, you've gone too far. So just go backwards a bit, and you will find the Epistle of Hebrews. We're encouraging Dr. Mamie to teach our children to be able to find the books of the Bible. So if there's any children here this morning without a Bible, I ask that you see me after the service because we want to ensure that all our babies have the good news. Amen. Once you have found the book or the Epistle of Hebrews, please go to chapter 10. Once you have gotten to chapter 10, I ask that you go over to verse 35. The epistle, thank you, Jesus, of Hebrews, chapter 10, starting with verse 35. And it's going to be only two verses that I would lift up to God this morning as he has given it. So once you have found it, I ask you to please stand all over this sanctuary. If you're able, and only if you're able. Epistle of Hebrews, chapter 10, starting with verse 35. And I will be reading from the NIV Bible. I pray that in reverence to God that we each would move in obedience and open our Bibles to Hebrew chapter 10, starting with verse 35, and it reads this way. Yes, there's a blessing in obedience. So, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere. So when you have done the will of God, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You may be seated. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Let the church say amen. If you believe that word. The message this morning has a title, and the title that the Holy Spirit has given me for abundant life is In the Meantime. In the meantime. I believe God has special messages just for us as we press on to year four. And as we press on to do his will. This morning, God is saying there are some people in abundant life who have prayed and asked me for something. God is saying, I have not answered their prayers yet. But in the meantime, I have some questions and some instructions for each one of them. See, God is saying this morning, I have heard your prayers. I have heard your cry. I know about your struggle. I am aware of your suffering and your pain. God is saying that I know about your disappointment and your shame. See, God is saying that I know about you and I know about your situation. However, as you wait for my answer to your prayers, in the meantime, will you trust me? In the meantime, between the prayer and the answer, will you trust me? See, I don't know who this message is for, but see, I trust God, and I believe each time he feeds a message in my spirit, it is for somebody. See, I believe it could even be for me this morning, because we started this church in 2010. We are approaching 2014, and I'm still praying, God, your will be done. But in the meantime, God is saying to me, will you trust me? No matter what it looks like, Pastor Brockington, will you trust me? So I say to you this morning, no matter what you prayed for, and while you wait on that answer, will you trust God? Will you trust God? See, I believe everybody under the sound of my voice need God to do something. Nobody got this thing perfect. So I believe everybody can benefit from this word that God is feeding us this morning. In the meantime, while you wait, will you trust the Lord? Will you stand firm on the scripture written by King Solomon that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God and he will direct your path. See, the Holman Bible says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. Think about him in all your ways and he will guide you on a straight path. Then I looked at the Message Bible. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep track, will keep you on track. So don't assume, it says, that you know everything. Don't assume that you're all wise and you know everything. This is the word of God for the people of God. If you receive it and believe it, let the church say amen. So as we go back to our God-given morning scripture, I will begin just for our knowledge and having an understanding of scripture, share some history and background with you about this epistle of Hebrew. The author really is anonymous. Great scholars and theologians have speculated that it was Paul, it was Luke. Oh yeah, no, it was Apollos. It was Silas. It was Priscilla. Or maybe it was somebody else. But one theologian put it this way. But as to whom actually wrote this epistle, only God knows. And that's the only truth that matters. So in the meantime, as believers, we're going to declare and believe that all scripture is inspired by God. So this book and this word is profitable for our teaching, for our instructions, for our rebuking, for our correcting, for training us in righteousness. So God's people can be whole and go about and be equipped to do his good work. So if you believe that, come on church with me, let the church say amen. All scripture, if it's in the word, I believe it. It's not just a good story for me. So it doesn't matter, people of God, whether you get in a debate about who wrote the book. God knows. And God knows what we need. It is said that the author of Hebrews was writing to the second generation Christians. See, these are people that had not seen Jesus, but they had received the instructions. So during this time, the Bible indicates and research indicates that they were going through persecution. They were being imprisoned. They were being abused. They were losing property for their faith. Like First Man talked about what Paul was doing to some of the Christians. They were struggling, y'all, and they were suffering for this gospel. However, through it all, with all the things going on, research showed that they had become weary. They had ceased to grow as Christians and were falling back and falling away from the Christ that died for them. They were moving back towards old ways. See, come on, y'all know anything about that? When things are not going the way you would like them to go, when you think this word is not working for you, when you begin to slip back into old habits, in old ways. Go on, anybody know anything about what I'm talking about? When you're not in fellowship and in church and talking with other believers, it's easy to slip on back. That looks good. That tastes good. That smells good. I may just enjoy a little bit about that. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. See, they were in danger of sliding back into sin. They even talked about maybe we should go back to Judaism because this is too much pressure. This is too much pain. But the author of this book warned them against falling away from Christ or stepping away from Christ and going on back to your own habits and old habits. He encouraged them to continue on in the fellowship with other Christians. The author encourages believers to persevere in your Christian faith when facing persecution and pressure. See, I know sometimes it's not easy because we want the instant answer. But as you wait on God, between the prayer and the answer, in the meantime, will you trust him? So we don't usually think of suffering as good for us. But it can build character and it can build patience. See, during times of stress, we may feel that God's presence has left us. We may think that God doesn't really care. But God will never leave us. That's what we have to remember, or forsake us. The writer of this epistle is telling the readers, do not. And God is saying to us, do not abandon your faith in the time of persecution, in times of trials, in times of trouble. But show that you have endurance and that your faith in God is real. See, faith means resting in what Christ has done for us in the past, in the present, and what he will do with us in the future. See, it's resting and believing and trusting God. So as you read this epistle, you will see that he's highlighting that Christ is the Son of God, that he is supreme over prophets and angels. He explains to us why we should listen to Jesus. He instructs the reader, read this book, it's so good, the reader to put first things first. And I know you hear me say that all the time. First things first. Because Jesus told us what? Seek first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness and everything that we need will be added. See, sometimes we get things out of order. The author tells the reader that they are safe in the praying hands of Jesus. He explained to the believers that you have a priest. You have Jesus Christ who gives us constant access to God. See, that's good news, which gives us hope. But you got to believe it. You have to believe it. So in chapter 10, where our morning scripture is located, the author speaks of the power to persevere. In the meantime, when they felt like giving up, throwing in the towel because of persecution and rejection, of being believers for Christ, this church thing ain't working. The author writes this. He said, so do not throw away your confidence in God. It will be richly rewarded. You need only to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he's promised. See, that's the key, when you have done the will of God. So I asked you this morning, are you in the will of God? Because sometimes we're praying and we're not in the will of God and we're waiting for God to do something. But this passage says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he's promised. See, I believe this morning for Abundant Life that this is our message. See, God is saying, be not discouraged by what is happening in your life as a believer. Do not be discouraged by what is happening in this world with the wars and the starvation and the deadly diseases and the beheading of people and the terrorist plots. Be not discouraged. Do not throw away your confidence in me. God is saying, don't even be discouraged by what's happening here in your country. The racism, the homelessness, the hunger, the unemployment, the foreclosures, the injustice. Do not throw away your confidence in me. You look at our communities, the violence, the black on black crimes. Do not throw away your confidence in me. And even in our churches, the hypocrisy in our homes. Come on, y'all. Unforgiveness in our homes. Unloving spirit. experienced domestic violence, child abuse, deception, just to name a few. God is saying for us, persevere, hold on, trust me. I am in control of the world. I am in control of the world events. I have the whole world in my hands. You may not understand all that I'm doing. As believers, we must trust that all things that God allows will work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Yeah. But I ask you, in the meantime, will you trust God and stand on his promises? Yes, this message may not be for everybody, but this message is for those of you who believe God. Who believe the word of God, and God has said, trust me, because in the end we will win. No matter what it looks like, in the end we will win. So I ask you this morning, in the meantime, as you go through pain and suffering and disappointment, will you trust God? Come on, people of God, we all got some stuff going on, but in the meantime, In the meantime, will you trust God? See, perseverance involves endurance. And I had a story, but I'm going to kind of wind this up if I can. Perseverance is endurance in the face of difficult circumstances. See, does anybody know about difficult circumstances? See, some of y'all got this joyful and just wonderful life, but you don't know anything about difficult circumstances. So I'm talking to you all that understand difficult circumstances. I said difficult circumstances. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, it's a spiritual grace developed by facing and overcoming hardship and adversity with a divine help. See, God will help you. See, if you've been through some difficult times and you got through, see, you know God will help you. But in the meantime, when you're going through, what will you do? Will you trust him? Will you believe this word? Going through, trusting in the Lord, leaning on Jesus. See, that's what believers do. God, I trust you. You'll provide for me. You'll protect me. You'll keep me. God, I'm going to trust you. See, authentic Christianity produces people that live well. See, if you follow this word, no matter what's going on, you're going to live well. No matter what it looks like, you're not concerned about all that stuff because you know that you're in the hands of God. Oh, yeah. See, living with God, you get rid of that selfishness. You're concerned about others. You have stamina when the trials come in, and you have hope for the future. So can you say, in the meantime, I'm going to trust my God. In the meantime, I'm going to wait till God give me the answer. In the meantime, I don't care what people say about me. In the meantime, see, I know God is working for my good. In the meantime, come on, people of God. God wants us to get right because we have great work outside of this wall. So we have to be a light to a dying world. People of God, what do you do when you go through? Are you going to look like the world or are you going to say, in the meantime, I'm going to trust my God. In the meantime, I'm not leaning to my own understanding. In the meantime, I know God is working for my good.
Yes, he is.
Come on, people of God. What are you going to do? Are you going to be a light for the world and say, yeah, some stuff is going on, but in the meantime.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord God. People of God, God is saying to Abundant Life, you must endure your trials.
Amen.
And yes, you will have some. But don't be discouraged. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. See, I'm your God, and I will strengthen you. So in the meantime, trust me. In the meantime,
when things don't look the way you think they should look, and things are not going the way you should think they should go. In the meantime, trust God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. See, we must believe that God did the Israelites. See, he would fight for them. So when you're in the middle of a fight and a struggle, God will fight your battles. You have to declare, this battle is not mine. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Because I'm God.
Amen.
So in the meantime, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to stand on his word. In the meantime, I'm going to take the position and I'm going to armor up, church. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God. In the meantime, hallelujah, I'm going to put on that belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. And I'm going to put that word in my heart because I know that God is going to answer my prayers. So in the meantime, I'm going to lean on and trust his word. In the meantime, I know that God is with me and I'm not alone in my struggle. In the meantime.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. God, help me wind this up. The Bible says this. Whatever you're going through, don't throw away your confidence in God. Trust him. When things don't look your way and not going your way, and when God is not healing your body as quick as you think he should, don't throw away your faith. When you apply for a job and it hasn't come as quick as you think it should go, don't throw away your confidence in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't throw away your confidence in God when you're not being delivered from whatever you're going through, whether it's an addiction, whether it's a negative relationship. Don't throw away your confidence in God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. When you're going through pains and shame and addictions and disappointment and you feel like you are just sinking down deeper and deeper, don't throw away your confidence in God. So I leave this thought with you. When you're going through life challenges and trials and tribulations and hurt and doubt and depression, sickness, grief, whatever it is, betrayal, abuse, whatever. Remember to pray and seek the will of God for your life. Seek his guidance. Then move in faith to accomplish God's will for the situation. Not your will, but God's will for the situation. Believing in your heart. See, you got to believe it, that God will answer. You must believe that God is right there in the middle of your situation, taking care of things for you. So in the meantime, trust him. So if you keep your confidence in God, the Bible says, this is his word, so go to the word when you get in trouble. If you keep your confidence in God, he will richly, richly reward you. He will richly reward you. So that's something to give God some praise about. I think you should be praising God right now. He will richly reward you. So in the meantime, while you wait for the resolution and the solution to your situation, praise God. See, that's why I praise the Lord. Y'all think I'm crazy every Sunday, but I have come to praise the Lord because I know when the praises go up, that's my battle. That's my weapon. When the praises go up, that's praise is my weapon. The blessings is they're coming on down. See, God is working things out for my good. So I say this in the meantime. I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to stomp my feet. I'm going to give him all the glory because he said, what did he say? Don't throw your confidence away. I'm going to richly
reward you. So I'm waiting to be richly rewarded this morning. Come on, church. Give God some praise to be richly rewarded. See, we know that weeping only endures for a night, but God will give us our joy in the morning. So when my world is upside down, when things have changed without notice, when I'm hurt and I'm grieved, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to lift up his holy name. I don't know about you. See, I'm going to praise him in advance. Anybody with me? Because see, I know God has all power. He has control of all things. So I leave this with you. See, Richard Smallwood said this. He wrote this. Speaking of God, I will be with you if you only trust me. God said, I will never leave you if only you trust me. God said, I am that I am. I have all power in my hand, but you must trust me. Trust me. Trust me. So in the meantime, as we wait for God to answer our prayers, our requests, be patient. Praise him. Put your faith in the one and only true God and trust him. Amen. 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 God loves us all. Amen. Trust him. Do not throw away your confidence in God. Trust him. So in the meantime, people of God, what are you going to do? See, I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, I just believe he's going to direct my path.